Brad Davidson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it was nice to get a little result there. Pity the other two went poorly, but yeah, I suppose
take a rap when we give one, mate.
Covers the day anyway.
Come on, Brad. The winner's right the history. Yeah, yeah. You know that. Yeah. Now, great vision we saw of the little sister for Winx, Vegas Showgirl. Done some interesting Googling today, TK, with the Vegas Showgirl. But the great pictures, and it's going to be fascinating how this plays out. You would think that we don't see her
in the
sales ring.
Probably
what do you think, Brad?
Yeah, I think that's right, isn't it? I think the owners have sort of said along the way that they're probably going to race. Not the owners, sorry, but that's of course Winx's fault, but whether we see her in the ring, I'm not 100% sure, but she could be worth, the estimations at this stage are up to around $5 million, but obviously by Deep Impact there, the Japanese stallion out of Vegas Showgirl. So you're right about the vision. There's some great vision on social media. Andrew Bensley put it up on his social media account yesterday and sort of having a look at the little filly having her first steps there or the foal. It was quite remarkable footage. So if you haven't seen it, jump on social media and check it out.
So cute.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Mm. It's so cute. And then you think, $5 million. Please get up. Please get up.
And she does.
And she does.
And she does.
In fact, the only other horse that Peter O'Brien,
course,
the stud manager at Sedgen Ho, has ever seen do this. Have a guess, Brad.
Who?
Winx.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah. Mm. That's the only other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
there's another million.
Exactly. Exactly. That's called staying on script. J-Mac, Tiako Shark, we heard about the track gallop, looking very promising for Saturday.
Yeah, well, looking well. He reported back that Tiako Shark seemed to handle the Sydney way of going, no issues at all, and I'm quite confident that he'll be fine. He seemed to change legs well in that track gallop yesterday, and all's on track for Saturday. Of course, he's the early favourite there. It'll be interesting to see what the market does with him on Saturday, because he is the boom horse. He is a hype horse. Will he live up to it? We'll wait and see, but some punters are declaring him over the line already. Others are really keen to take him on at the short price. But it'd be fascinating to see what the market and the pro punters do with him on Saturday and how they approach that, because I'm sure they'll be able to get some figures on his New Zealand performances, just how they marry up and how it all pans out versus the Aussie horses and the Sydney crew. We'll wait and see.
As a form student, how do you line up that sort of Kiwi form? I mean, we know they've sent across plenty of great gallopers who have taken our prize money, but how do you line up that sort of form of Tiako Shark?
It's hard. It's always hard with the Kiwis because I use a bunch of sectionals that don't actually include New Zealand. So when I'm assessing New Zealand horses, I'm really looking at the horses around them and using the format of races and, looking at a bit of time versus the time on the day, just through the official times over there and whatnot, and having just a bit of a look at the profile of the horse. So they're always tricky to line up. For me, obviously, it always comes down to price, and without going through him in depth, he's probably a horse that I'd want to be around at the short price. But if he did drift, then it becomes a different story. But it's hard. Like, I haven't had a good look at the race yet. I don't want to sort of get locked into an opinion either way there. He might be the best bet on the weekend, who knows? But he's obviously an exciting horse, but generally these sort of horses, they get priced on that hype and boom as well.
I know people who say scans never rule you in. Same things happened with Samantha Clenton, Brad.
Yeah, some disappointing news for Sam there. Yesterday, that CT scan confirmed she's got a break in her foot. Andrew Bensley revealed that news, and that was injured, of course, last Wednesday morning while schooling a horse out at Scone. So, unsure of the time frame out at the moment, but a popular apprentice, Sam, and she's had setbacks in the past, hasn't she, with a really nasty fall, and it's just great to see her back in the saddle. But unfortunate news for Sam, but I'm sure she'll be back when she can, and we'll try to provide punters with an update on the time frame as it comes to hand.
Mm. We wish her a speedy recovery. It's on again today, mate. Yep. Kensington track, it's a 4.
Yes, well, it's going to be, it should be back in the good range by race time. I think we're on a soft 5 at the moment, but it's improving all the time. It's soft 6 to a soft 5, and really nice day today, so hopefully we get to a four throughout the day. But look, the Kensington track, just to give the ATC a bit of a plug here, and the track staff out at Randwick, I think it's been the fairest track in Sydney for the last 6 months. They've done a tremendous job to get it back going, and again, you know, we're on a five, probably to a four today, where the course proper is going to be a fair bit wetter at this stage. So it drains well. It's, yep. Everything's going really well with the track. So race one, number two, Promotions, and race three, number seven, Canunga, the two for me there today. Look, there's a really interesting runner in the first. It's been well backed in Entente. I don't know how the pronunciation is there, but not often, guys, you see a horse that's a first starter and it's nom for a Melbourne Cup. Well, that's the case with this horse, and it has been backed as soon as markets open. But look, I want to be with Promotions. I thought he was really good first up. He's just beaten by Avon River there. He's had a nice trial in between. I love the fact James McDonald looks to stick with Promotions instead of riding Petronius, who he was aboard last time. So a little bit of a tick there. He's going to be up on speed. And I just thought at that, you know, 480 or 460 versus the shorter price on Tonto, that happy to be with Promotions. And the main play for me was race three, number seven, Canunga. She's into, you know, $4 something at this stage, but I think you will get better. She was sort of $7, $8 last night. So look, I thought her run was as good as Royal Witness last time out. She's had to go a long, long way back from the gate, but her last 600 was as strong as God of Thunder's on the day, and God of Thunder's come out and franked that form with a really good win. Now she draws gate one. She can park much closer. Nashra Willer goes aboard, and the firming track's really to her liking. So race one, number two, Promotions, and race three, number seven, Canunga, the two there on the Kensington track today.
Good on you, Brad. Appreciate that. Listeners will love it when they salute today. Let's hope that is the case. We'll speak tomorrow, mate.
Thanks, guys.